T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Jason Lloyd from The Athletic and heard right here on 92.3 The Fan. He joins us, as all our guests do, on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, real quick, we were given an update to start the show, Jay, and I just thought it was only right to give you the update as well, just so you can prepare yourself. We had a lawyer by the name of Jack call in at the very beginning. We were talking about, you know, the disciplinary hearing and Sue Robinson, and he said, I am an attorney. She is a judge, and you need to be referring to her as Your Honor or Judge Robinson. So, moving forward, whether you're writing, whether you're talking, remember, it's Your Honor or Judge Robinson. Hello, Jason.
Well, good to know. Thank you. I'll write that down.
Where are you at right now, Jason? Sounds like you're at a theme park.
Got the kids at the pool. Some little games, activities going on poolside.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they're getting ready to do a boat race.
Were you at the country club?
Yeah.
Oh, look at you, fancy.
Wow, hot shot.
Your new German car and your country club pool.
That's right.
All right.
Congratulations on all of your success.
He's a big deal, that Jason Lloyd.
Yeah, big deal.
He's flashy. He's flashy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, like Dustin's one to talk.
I'm not living Jason Lloyd.
Wait till scarf season comes out.
Oh, yeah. Well, I do like fancy scarfs, but I'm not as fancy as Jason Lloyd, so. Anywho, how you been, buddy?
Good. Miss you guys.
Miss you too. We want to talk Guardians. You want to talk Cavs. You want to talk
D Fox. You're driving the train,
Jason. Where should we start?
We can do all of it. Where you want to start? We can do all of them.
Let's start with Watson. How about that?
Of course.
Okay. So yesterday ends the hearing. Has your thought process or just your thoughts of this whole thing changed at all over the last couple of days with some of the nuggets we heard that came from the hearing, certainly what, you know, Florio put out there and some of the other attorneys that have talked about this, like in
Not
terms of
really.
How long his suspension is?
I've maintained from the start, my thought has been 6 to 8 games. No one's told me that. That's just me trying to read the tea leaves and look at past precedents. And that's just sort of where I landed. And all this talk about a year has sort of made me raise an eyebrow. I have no idea if it's going to be that or not. I think it's an absolute disaster for the Browns. It is a year, but we're not at that point yet. So we wait and see. Although, you know, the point I keep making is if they truly want, if this isn't just posturing, if the NFL really does want a year, they're going to get a year. Because Roger Goodell can just overrule whatever Your Honor says. So if that's truly what they want, then this is all a charade and it doesn't really matter.
Okay.
So that's where I'm just kind of fascinated to see how this whole thing plays out.
Okay, so one of the things that has come up with that, you talk about, you know, Roger Goodell and maybe saying, hey, I'm not okay with that. Do you think that Roger Goodell, in the back of his mind, at any point is saying, you know what, this might not look good if, you know, the first case that Judge Robinson gets, that we immediately overrule, and might it be taken as we're not really taking her too seriously, even though she was collectively bargained to be there?
Yeah, I heard Albert talking about that a little bit when he was on Afternoon the other day, and I think that's a valid point. But ultimately, I think Roger Goodell's proven he takes his marching orders from the owners. And if the other owners, for whatever reason, want him to sit a year, he's going to get a year. But I don't know that that's true. I don't know if this is just, that's what I said earlier, if this is the league just posturing and acting and talking tough in the moment, or if that's truly what they want. Because if that's truly what they want, they're going to get what they want. It doesn't really matter. I mean, the optics don't really matter. I mean, it really doesn't. If that's what they want, that's what they're going to get. I just don't know. I can't sit here and say definitively that's what they really want. You know, we just don't know. And that's why I know we're all so just exhausted of it and just tired of rehashing the same thing every day. And I've just reached the point of, okay, we're almost to the finish line. Let's just let this thing play out. Let's see what happens, and then we can react accordingly. But I'm just so fried and burnt out on the whole thing, as I know everybody else is.
All right, so what's going on in Utah, Jason?
Utah?
I'm kidding. Did you see the viral clip of your buddy Windhorst this morning?
No, I've been screwing around all day. What did he do now?
It's very funny. He's on First Take this morning, and he just goes on this like 2.5 minute.
It wasn't a rant.
It was very calm.
Yeah,
and he was just basically schooling all of the panelists on the show about the trade that Utah made yesterday with Royce Young.
Yeah,
and he's like, "What's going on in Utah?" And he kept saying, "What's going on in Utah? You got to follow what's going on in Utah, because apparently Utah maybe trying to dump salary to try and get Kevin Durant or something. I don't even know what's going on there, but that's why I say, what's going on in Utah?"
Oh, that's fun. No, I wasn't even paying attention. Didn't even know that. But I'll tell you what, man, Brian is more locked in and keyed in on the NBA than he typically gets credit for. It's incredible.
Oh,
that guy knows.
He's a savant. I mean, this video. You can watch the video when we get off this interview. It's very, very funny.
I mean, teams call him to see what's going on. Seriously.
Really?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have so much respect and admiration for Brian. He's a good friend of mine. We went to Kent together. We were in college together. Love that guy.
All right. So let's stick with the NBA then. Cavaliers bring back Rubio today. Love that move. They also signed Robin Lopez to a 1-year contract. We don't know what's going to happen with Colin Sexton. There are some rumors on Twitter. Nothing's really been confirmed that maybe a team will offer him a contract, but what do you make of the moves today, and what do you think about Sexton?
The Rubio move, I think everyone sort of saw this coming. The Cavs made very clear their intent that they'd like to bring him back. The fact he signed a 3-year deal, this is a long-term play because he's not going to be ready till January, and it really kind of mucks up their backup point guard role for right now. I mean, I think they're really going to have to lean on Caris LeVert, and that's not a natural fit. Possibly Colin if he's back, and again, that's not a natural fit. And they're just going to have to piecemeal this thing together until Ricky's healthy. They're going to be at 14 guaranteed contracts now. And, you know, I was talking to some people a week or so ago that ideally, this isn't set in stone, but ideally they'd like to stay out of the tax, out of the luxury tax for one more year. And it's not about Dan not paying the tax. We all know Dan will pay the tax, but it's once you start that clock, you can't stop it, and you're going to be a tax team for the foreseeable future after that. And so it's really sort of playing into repeat offender status and how punitive those damages are and how you're trying to align the contracts down the road, you know, in 2026 and 2027. And that sounds like a lifetime away, but it's really not. And so all that circles back to the money's not bad in terms of Ricky and what Ricky provided him last year. I would only caution that he was playing out of his mind last year, the best basketball of his career. And now he's coming off a second fairly significant knee injury. And to expect him to play to that level again, I don't know if that's realistic. But it's a huge signing for them. They were cooking teams when he was healthy and on the floor. They were rolling. And the point I've made is, you know, Ricky Rubio should not bring down your entire season. And that's the way it seemed to be, is that when he went down, the whole thing went down. And, you can't have your whole season fall apart because of Ricky Rubio. But having said that, it's a good signing. It's good to get him back when he is healthy, when he is able to get back on the floor. He's going to add a lot to that second unit. He gets them to move the ball without being ball dominant, if that makes sense. He's a perfect fit. They just have to sort of survive until he gets back in January. And then if he stays healthy, you have him for 2 more years after that. Right. I haven't looked. I've been screwing around with the kids all day. So I haven't even looked to see if the third year is an option, if it's a player option, team option. I don't even know. I'm sort of assuming it's a straight 3-year deal, but I haven't been paying attention. So I'm technically on vacation starting today. So whatever.
Oh, I think that was a shot. Like, you know, hey, I'm on vacation, but I'm still going to make myself available.
That's how much I love and respect you people.
We love you too. Yeah. Jason will be on a flight to Tahiti tomorrow.
Of course.
No.
First class, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
First private class. Private jet. All right. Jason Lloyd is our guest on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. One last NBA thing I want to throw at you before we go to the Guardians entertaining the Yankees this weekend. How much to blame, Jason, do you feel Kyrie is for Kevin Durant saying, I want out of here?
I think they're two crazy people that are crazy independent of each other. So, you know, I who knows what either one of them are thinking. I've said before, there is zero chance I trust my franchise to Kyrie. Zero. And he has a shelf life of about 18 months with an organization. And if you need a short-term fix, maybe that works in L.A. If he really does want to get back with LeBron, maybe that works because they're just looking for a quick fix. LeBron doesn't have a lot of time left. Maybe 18 months fits their window. But if I'm trying to build something or build something sustainable, I would trust Kevin far before I trusted Kyrie. And that's not a very high bar because I think Kevin is crazy in his own right. But, you know, I think probably everyone was a little bit fatigued of dealing with Kyrie over the course of the last year or so for a variety of reasons, not just the shot. I just think there's a lot that goes into Kyrie. And he can be exhausting on an organization. You know, the Cavs know that better than anybody. I still didn't like the deal that they made with him involving him. He was a supreme talent, but he's also very, very difficult to deal with. And when he's a pillar of your organization in the face of your franchise, I would have a hard pass on that. There's no way I would trust my franchise to that guy.
Jason, Guardians tonight, Yankees in town. The Guards had, you know, back-to-back walk-off winners last two games with the Twins, which was amazing, and they needed those games. But how big of a test is it tonight with the Yankees, the hottest team in baseball, with obviously one of their top pitchers, Gerrit Cole, or the top pitcher on the Yankees tonight on the bump?
It's a huge test, of course. But, you know, I think, you know, Zach Meisel was on paternity leave for a couple weeks, so I was hanging around the Guardians more than I usually am, and just sort of talking to people around the team. I think they're very realistic about where they are. And they're, you know, I think it's fair to say they're ahead of schedule. This was supposed to be a year spent sort of figuring out what they have and what do they still need. What areas of need do they still need to target and identify? And I think they're starting to get some of those answers. We talked about that, I think, when I was in before. You know, I think you're starting to see this, at least in the infield for sure, you're seeing this infield come together of Naylor at first, Jimenez at second. You know, I wrote before, I think they're holding shortstop for Gabriel Arias long-term and third base Hosey, obviously. So some of the questions that they entered the season with of who fits where, they're starting to answer that. But at the same time, when you go – and listen, they took 2 or 3 from L.A. on the road. That was really impressive to me to go into Dodger Stadium and win 2 out of 3. But when you talk about, you know, we saw with the Red Sox recently and the Yankees and some of the heavyweights, you know, they're punching out of their weight class right now. And, you know, maybe next year they're a little bit more suited to handle some of the heavyweight teams. So, hey, if you get one this weekend, I think that's okay. You're fine. You hate to see a sweep, certainly. But they're, you know, against these AL East teams, particularly the heavyweights at the top, they're a little bit overmatched, even with as well as they're playing right now. And that's okay because, you know, they're the youngest team in baseball. They're, you know, it's been well documented they're younger than AAA teams. So they've arrived a little bit early. Nothing wrong with that. I was talking about when I was in with Ken one morning, filling in with Lima. They're going to be aggressive at the trade deadline, and it's not even so much the standings. It's the fact that they
balanced
as many guys onto their 40-man roster that they did, and they've got to sort of rebalance things.
Yep.
So they're going to be active at the deadline. You know, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility if they target a starting pitcher. For as much as this organization develops starting pitching, I think you can make the case that they need another arm, one with multiple years of control. You know, they're not necessarily looking for a rental. They're looking for a guy who they can control for this year and at least next year, if not even a little bit more than that. And those guys are expensive, but they have the trade capital to do it.
Dustin, what do you say? We let him get back to I think he's got a deep sea dive coming in Bermuda, right? So he took some time for us. I feel like we should get him.
Yeah, let's get him back to the hot dog eating contest.
You guys, you are ridiculous. You're almost as bad as Ken Lima. It's almost to that level with you two.
No one will ever be as close to those guys. They're evil.
Jay, great stuff. Great stuff, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
Enjoy vacation, bud.
Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
See you, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.